clarity, it is a revelation to whom the hand of the Lord has been revealed. I'm talking to someone, right? So you may actually be there, everybody else touching Jesus. And you must know this. People were touching Jesus. Everybody was touching Jesus. Don't think they were touching him by accident. They were all touching him to be healed. And they were not. But there was a particular person who touched Jesus and she got her healing. And Jesus said, no. Who touched me? For I feel virtue, power going out. Something just happened. And the woman said, it is me. For I had this problem. And when I touched her, I got my healing. But the question is, how did she know she was healed? For it was an issue of blood. And Jesus said, your faith. So what about these other guys? Didn't they have faith? They were touching Jesus also to be healed. But the difference is, her faith was not just an idea. It was a speaking faith. That even though she never spoke with her mouth, but her faith was talking inside, because faith is a spirit. So the Bible says, and the Bible puts it in this way. It says, for she said in her heart, only if I touch the hem. For she said in her heart. So her faith was a talking faith. Only if. So there are people right now who are watching me right now on television. And they're also saying, only if the prophet would just stretch his hand on the screen, I'll be healed. I'll be delivered. In 2 Corinthians 4 verse 13. In 2 Corinthians 4:13, what does the scripture say?
And since we have the same spirit of faith.
Okay, so faith is a what?
The spirit.
It's a spirit. It may happen that you're operating on the faith of an idea. It may happen that you are operating on the faith of an idea because you heard someone or people are just talking something. No, faith is a spirit. Do you know what a spirit is? A spirit is something that can be imparted. Am I talking to you? That's what the Bible says, what? Faith comes by what? Hearing. And hearing the word. So as I'm talking to you, there is an impartation. I'm talking to somebody right here. As I'm preaching, as I'm talking right now, as I'm teaching, there is an impartation coming. That the level of your faith, because faith is a spirit. As I'm talking to you, there is faith being administered to you. So you, the way you believe. I'm talking to someone, right? I remember one time I was praying with a certain person and he said, prophet, I don't think a miracle happened in my life. I'm tired. I said, hey. I said, what did you just say? He said, I'm tired. I've been praying and nothing is working. Nothing is changing. And this man was saying like this. When I closed my eyes, I was seeing his miracle in 3 weeks. And that's what the devil does. Do you know the people of Israel became so rebellious when they were about to enter Canaan? It was a moment that even Moses slept on the floor. He said, what is this now? Am I talking to you? They became so rebellious. You say, Moses, you brought us here to die. People do that. When a miracle is about to happen, the devil knows. And he sends in the military, they call it a sabotage group. Listen to me. Tonight we are praying. Yes. I'm not looking for tired people. I'm not looking for spiritual pensioners. I'm not looking for such type of people. I'm looking for active personnel. You see, as we're waiting for Jesus, as we're waiting for his return, as we're waiting for rapture, we are not just on earth to be living and to be broke and to be poor and sick. No. If Jesus Christ, his primary reason to come on earth was only salvation, then why was he healing when he was on earth? Why was he delivering people? Because he knows it's beyond just salvation. He wants you to be well. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
Why was he busy telling Peter to say, I know you, we have a problem. We can't pay tax. He said, don't worry. He said, go and fish. You catch a fish, open the mouth, remove the money. And pay the taxes. Am I talking to you?
Yes, prophet.
You can never be stuck if you have Jesus. You can never be stranded. Peter was never stranded. When there was no food, he multiplied it. They needed the fish, he multiplied it. He needed the tax money, it was found. Am I talking to somebody here? You will never be stranded. So I will never be stranded. And I'm telling you this, this shall become a sign on you that what I've said, if you only believe, only if you believe what I've just said, from now you will walk in a blessing where you will never be stranded. So I'm here. So faith is a spirit. It can be imparted, and being a spirit, it can also disappear. So be very careful with what you feed yourself. Because faith is a spirit. Being a spirit, it can disappear from a person. Jesus Christ said, if I come back, would I still find faith? Because faith can disappear. So Jesus said, would I still find faith? Am I talking to you? If your faith, cannot challenge you, it's not yet faith. It's an idea. What have I said? It's not yet faith. It's hope. Even unbelievers, they're also hoping. So you may actually think you are believing. Well, it actually is hope. Because the difference between faith and hope is that hope has got no backing and basis. While faith has got a backing. So faith has got a word it believes. While hope has nothing it believes. So if you are saying, I know I'll get this job, I know the miracle will happen, what is making you say that? There must be a word. It is that word that makes it to become faith. That's why if a prophet said in the Bible, he said, go, your child is healed. They were saying, at your word, even Peter, he said, at your word, I'll cast the net. Because faith is always attached to a spoken word. Well, hope is originated from your instincts. What you think is going to happen, that's hope. So you may think you are believing and you have got no word that you are standing upon. You see that woman, she said, prophet, you gave us the word. Luke 1:37. And I believed that word. And the baby which was breached turned and became normal. What an operation was supposed to happen never happened. Why? Because there was a word. So faith is based on what has been spoken. I can say something and you can believe it. You say, the prophet said this. I therefore believe this. That's faith. So we have people who come in church. There is no word they believe the prophet says. There is no word they believe from the church. And they are believing a miracle will happen. God is not a magician. Am I talking to somebody here?
Yes.
Even magicians, for their charms to work, they speak a word. I'm telling you. Magicians, for their charms to work, they speak a word. They talk to their charms. They speak to their charms. If they want to finish you, if they want to kill you with the charms, they mention your name and say, die. And you're not saying, I will live. You must be very careful. Someone say, I will live.
I will not die.
They can finish you. So when we are understanding these things, faith is essential. Not just essential, it is vital. When you get into a realm, when you understand that I need a way, this way, when I'm making declarations, I don't want you just to say, I receive. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
I don't want you just to receive. I want you to believe the declaration. If I say in 2 weeks, a miracle will happen, you now go out and say, the prophet said in 2 weeks.
Oh, yes.
When you are driving, you remember, my prophet said this in 2 weeks. But if you get just say, I receive it, and you go home and you forget about it, what will happen? Nothing, because faith is based on what has been spoken. That's when they were all coming to Jesus, and they said what? They said, well, you don't have to come to our house. That's hope. If you come to our house, then it's hope. But say a word, that's faith. And it will be done, because that is now faith. Because faith is believing in the word. That's what the scripture says. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing the word of God. There must be the word you heard.
Amen.
Otherwise, it's an idea. You'll be thinking you are believing so much, even fasting, and no results and no changes. Because you're operating from an idea. You ready for prayer? I'm asking you, are you ready for prayer? Because we want to pray here. Now, I want to give you scriptures that we should pray upon. All right, can I give you some few scriptures that we pray together?
Yes.
I want us to see from Mark 5, verse 25 to 29.
Now, a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years. And had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in a crowd and touched his garment. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. Immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction.
I spoke about this earlier on, and I've put this for us to pray on as a petition. We're going to pray for 3 things tonight, and we'll be going. I want you to know this. This type of a miracle, it is not Jesus reaching out to you. It is you reaching out to him. There are miracles where we're all waiting. God will do it, will do it, will do it. There are other miracles we don't wait. It is our faith that makes it work. Now continue reading the next verse.
And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? But his disciples say to him, you see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me? And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction.
Did you understand that?
Oh, yes.
Her healing was not on budget. There was no budget in heaven to heal her. She was not on the plan, but she got it. And Jesus said, it's not me who did this for you. He said, it's your faith. Tonight we want your faith to work. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes.
I have met things in life where I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and God was quiet. so many times. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to wait on you to come and rescue me in this situation and answer me on this. I'm going to use my faith in you. And it worked. Faith can make heaven respond. Hallelujah. And we'll discuss later how I touched you. You didn't hear me. I'll get my miracle and we'll discuss later. Like, who just got a car here in heaven? Like, it's me. Who got the healing here? Like, I'm sorry. I touched you. It's me. We'll discuss later. Tonight, I want your faith to get into a level where you actually know that I'm not just praying. I know it. You see, when you grow, what I'm about to tell you now is going to confuse some of you, but it's okay to be confused sometimes. You see, me, I reached a level where I'm no longer using faith. I don't use faith anymore. I no longer use faith. I know. There's a difference between faith and knowing. Trust you me, I don't have to believe there is God. I know there is God. There is no any scripture where the Bible says that Moses believed in God. No. He knew God. His faith reached a level where it was knowing. I know. If I pray something will happen, I actually know it. It's beyond believing. It is now known as knowledge. It's knowledge. I know it. If I pray for somebody who's blind, I know God will heal him. I know it. I'm talking to you, right? You know. I know. Are you trying to make me believe there is God? Like, are you okay? You are preaching to the converted. I know it. I know he's able to do it. You see, you should move out of this thing of believing and going to knowing. The Bible doesn't say if we believe that he will answer us. It says, and then if we know that he hears us, then we have a petition of what we are asking. It says, if we know that he hears us, if we know, not if we believe, if we know, it gets into a level where it is actually knowing. A man, listen to me, a man who's knocking at a house, where you actually know there is someone inside. You keep on knocking, believing that someone will come and open. But if you actually think there is no one in the house who will open, you will knock, first knock, and there is quiet. You know there is nobody here to open, you leave. The reason why people knock and leave is because they actually think it will not open. But if you know there are people, I know this door will open. I'll keep on knocking until you open. Am I talking to you? Yes. So tonight we are praying. And I want you to know that it's going to happen. Amen. Your prayer must be, it is done. I know it will be done. Amen. Thank you, Father, because of your grace and your love. Just raise up your hands towards heaven. Say with me, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I believe.
I believe.
Help me where I don't. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Increase my faith.
Increase my faith.
Now listen to me. The scripture says in the book of Romans 12, all right, that God is able to do things according to the measure of our faith. Did you hear that? God can do things according to what?
The measure.
The measure. Measure. Meaning to say that your faith can dictate what type of a car you will buy.
Hallelujah.
Your faith can dictate what type of food to eat. Somebody say, help my faith, Lord. Say that. Say, help my faith, Lord. Help.